Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you know, after a basketball game, a football game, a soccer game, whatever kind of sports event, you always hear the scores. You hear the follow-up. But do we do that with other kinds of events? Not very often. So this morning, I wanted to do the play-by-play follow-up to the 18th Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar, which was held on Saturday. Now, if you're not a gardener, you're going, yeah, I don't care what happened. And that's okay. But I do have a couple of ideas for crafts if you have to lead a youth group or an adult group that you want to do an activity. Well, there's a couple of ideas in there that you might get something that you might be able to do with your group. Well, let's start off with probably the most excellent, the most loved, the most, wow, we need to have more time with him, etc. presentation, which was with a kickoff speaker, and he was Brent Heath from Virginia, and he and his wife, third generation owners of Brent and Becky's Bulbs. Now, he started off with, would you believe, 67 slides of pictures of plants. And, you know, they say expertise, their big expertise is in daffodils. That's what they really specialize in. But they have all kinds of bulbs. And what he talked about also was how you put those in with all the other plants. Most of us don't have 100% bulbs in our gardens. If we are planting a garden, a flower garden, a flower bed, we want to combine that with shrubs, with perennials, with annuals. And so one of the things he talked about was, how do you do that? What are good ways to do those combinations? Well, then, in addition to that presentation to the whole group, and by the way, there were about 200 people there from all over Southwest Iowa. Following that, he did a workshop for kind of a limited number of people, but there were probably, I don't know, 60 or so people who got to do this. They had bulbs, they had pots, they had soil, they had everything they needed to plant a pot of bulbs that will bloom this summer. And you go, oh, so what? Well, the fun part about that is, first of all, it's in a container, so you can put it just anywhere you want. The second thing that he shows how to do, and you can do, is to layer those. So, you know, bulbs of different sizes can be planted at different depths. And so you put them all in the same pot in maybe three or four layers, and they might bloom at different times. And he puts together the ones that will look good together blooming at the same time. So that pot keeps going. It's not just a one-flash wonder there. And people really, really enjoyed that. Well, our other keynote speaker was from Ryman Gardens, and she talked about pollinators. And I hope you have been listening to the news, watching in the news, reading about how important pollinators are to all of us. And after all, they do basically produce our food. Without them, we will have no food. And there are lots of challenges to that. Now, one of the things that happens is that we often think of butterflies and bees. Those are the pollinators, right? Well, they are very important, but they are not the only ones. There are hundreds of pollinators out there just looking to go from plant to plant, flower to flower, to keep all of that happening. A couple of things to note. If you love your pretty grass lawn and you want it to perfection, and that's all you have, pollinators aren't going to like you because there's nothing there that they can gather to pollinate. So you need a few other plants, a few other simple flowers, maybe along the edge, maybe just a few along the sidewalk. You don't have to have a whole prairie full. Just a few will invite the pollinators to your space. And they don't travel very far. So you need more than one flower, basically. The other thing that she reminded us of, Anita Westfall, was that some of those very hybridized flowers aren't as good for the pollinators. They need to be able to get in there and get the pollen. And those that are really fluffy and ruffly and so on don't work so well for them. They need to be able to get in there. So, and there is, by the way, a bulletin that's put out by Iowa State University that tells about that. Now, moving on, Attracting Bluebirds and Wildlife, that program was given by two of our local folks who really love bluebirds and want to make sure that the bluebirds stay around. And that was Pam Scholes and Donna Reimers. And people gave that workshop really high marks. They also had a booth in the gym along with all the other vendors, and Chris Parks helped with that. So lots of people said, you know, that was just wonderful information, excellent information. Gardening with conifers, you know, little dwarf conifers, all shapes, sizes, and how you can put those in your yard with lots of other things. That was Gary Wittenbaugh. Gardening with native wildflowers got lots of positive comments because they, first of all, they are good pollinators. Secondly, they usually grow well. I mean, if they're native here, they're not going to be attacked by so many bugs. They're not going to be, they're going to be able to do the Iowa weather and so on. And so those native plants are ones that would be really good for our garden. And then, not the same at all, but really kind of related, was flowering plants for late summer. So you look around now, lots of color popping up out of the ground, and that will continue and just grow and grow probably into June, maybe July. And then it kind of gets to be August, and we're going, not so much. But there are lots of options, and so Joanne Langeby gave us lots of clues for those plants that could keep our yards looking really, really nice into that hot, dry season of the year. And Nikki Wiederstein from Audubon talked about how you can lead people to your front door. Do you ever go to a house and go, I'm not sure which door I should go in? Well, plantings can help people get to where you want them to be. And in addition to making things look really pretty, of course, they can be that logical kind of thing. Plants can cover up some areas you don't want people to see. So entrances and paths and landscapes was Nikki's topic. Then we didn't want to forget about food, the magic of herbs. And the folks who have the wonderful kitchen at the Henry A. Wallace Farm near Orient did a little workshop. People got to take home a jar of herb-infused oil and learned a lot more about herbs. And people said, we need to know even more about herbs. That was so much fun, and we need to know more. By the way, you can go to their website, and they'll be having a couple workshops coming up that you may want to attend. And even more related to food, we had the starting of plants, you know, putting in the seeds, getting them started. So you could do that inside, move them out, just kind of as the beginning for gardeners, for veggie gardeners, and of course, which ones to put right out there in the soil when it gets warm enough. Now, I promised there would be two related to crafts that I would mention, and one of those we called Florals Reframed. This was taking a frame, usually taking the picture out, taking the glass out, adding some chicken wire on the back, and then wiring or gluing on dried plants and making a background for that. And then you could change it out and add for seasons. And many people enjoyed that activity, seeing what they could put together, being creative. And it's using, again, the probably mostly natural things that you can gather locally. And then, finally, the workshop was called Put the Metal to the Pedal. Yeah. Well, the metal was a hammer, and the pedal was actually flowers. The idea is to pound the color in the flower onto fabric. And again, you're kind of going, I don't know about that. Well, the results can be lovely. They can be used as table runners. They can be used as framed as pictures. And if you're a quilter, you might really, really like this because quilting adds a great deal to the final product. But again, you're saying, I don't know. This is a wonderful project if you're working with youth. Can you imagine kids getting to pound and coming out with something that looks good? And I would share with you that I did that long ago in a camp, and we just took the leaves off the trees. Kids had t-shirts and hammers and leaves, and you know how hard it is to get grass stain out of a shirt? Well, once you got that green from the leaves pounded in, that stayed too. So whether it's flowers or just greenery, it's a good project to get rid of your frustration and pound that out, but also to come up with something that's lasting and enjoyable. Well, we are already in the works, let me tell you. We're already thinking about the 19th annual Garden Seminar, which will be next year at about this same time. So in the meantime, if you are not a gardener who gets out there and digs in the dirt, you can be a gardener who appreciates from afar.